Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Party.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Danielle Ezzo. And I want to make two things very important, very clear at this point. Danielle is going to be at the conference.
Yes.
And part of the lecture series.
Yes, I am.
Which is very, very important because therefore you'll have an opportunity to ask her questions. And I'm sure she's not running out the door right after it. So therefore you're going to have it.
Definitely not. I never do.
And also call 311. For any questions on this, we have some dates coming up where Danielle's going to be going around in North. Actually, you have them, Otto?
I do happen to have them. November 7th, Clinton Martin Park. I'm not going to blow by blow all the details.
Right, yeah.
November 12th, Yes We Can, over in Westbury. November 14th, Great Neck Social Center. And November 19th, Port Washington Adult Activity Center. To me, the big deal about this is these are individual appointments. It's not like a 20 people are going to be sitting in a room discussing Part D. This is going to be...
Oh, you're going to be at those locations.
Individual.
And people can call in advance and make an appointment
exactly,
to see you.
Exactly.
I didn't realize... Wow. Exactly.
Well, what you need to do, and you need to do this anyhow, or you should, is have a very detailed list of your current medications.
Yep.
Right.
Dosage, the whole routine, why you take them.
Yep.
And
have a chat about it.
That's perfect. I couldn't even say that better myself. At those,
that's why we have Otto.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's great.
And the bottom line is call 311
right.
If you are interested in this
right.
And get the details.
And it won't just be me. I'll have other pharmacists with me and student pharmacists. Well, no, of course not. but there will be more than, just me. So we're able to take, three or four appointments at a time. So
nice,
we can
okay.
really take a lot of people.
I think it's a great service. I mean,
what helps there is to bring in a complete list of your medications, including things like eye drops, creams, ointments. People forget those, that they use those things too.
Anything that's a prescription.
Reason. Anything that's a prescription.
Well, non-prescription. Not for Part D.
Not for Part D, right.
Oh, really?
Conflict of medication.
Right. Yes, because we kind of do a medication checkup at the same time. It's hard not to make comments on if something's not good for you.
When you're
looking at. But we'll have a computer there where we're able to load your list of medications and really help guide you. We won't enroll you that day, but we will at the end of that session give you one or two plans for you to call and ask any questions, further questions that you might have, and then make a decision.
That's all you can ask. And honestly, you're not responsible to enroll somebody.
Exactly.
But you're giving them all the information for them to do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Just in that, if you're on something, call it ABC, you don't recommend the generic. You just go by what I'm giving you.
So a combination of that, right?
Okay.
So these hats that, when I'm choosing helping patients choose Part D plans, I'm going by what's just there.
Right.
But I'm also going to say I see some cost savings opportunities. If you switch to the generic or if you switch what you were talking about before to a different medication in the class, you could potentially save whatever the amount that I see is there. So
okay.
I'm doing a little bit of both.
So that's cool. And then that person would go back to the doctor
exactly.
and say, can I take XYZ instead?
Exactly.
Doctor say, yeah, I don't really care. It's one or the other.
Yep.
As a senior, it's nice to save a few dollars.
Yeah.
If the end result is going to be the same.
Exactly.
If the doctor says no, then you obviously pay what you have to pay and stick with it.
Right. Right. And I find that the physicians do also want to help ensure that patients are, having cost-effective medication because if they can't afford it, they can't take it, and that's, causes all other
War
sorts
issues.
Of problems.
I agree.
Right.
Enrolling is sometimes quite an experience as well.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. You can't. What happens is, A, you have to have the whole family on the phone at the same time.
Right.
I'm exaggerating, but.
Not really.
Everybody. No. You're right. You have to all be on the phone, all right? And you better allow an hour or 2 hours when you're doing this enrolling.
Really?
Because they record everything. And they repeat it to you, John, do you agree with that?
Oh,
yes, I do. Blah, blah. The whole thing is like an experience.
it's overwhelming.
It's true. I mean, this is only for Part D. When you get into the other half of it, the Medicare advantage or gap or whatever, that's a whole another experience.
Yep. Yep.
You almost have to allow a day of your life in order to enroll for this stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm not making this up.
No, I believe it. Yeah. And then that same process is every year or no, obviously. If you're not,
that's
you're
why
not
the hassle factor.
Yeah, right.
I get you. So if you're happy and it's $100, give or take, it rides right in automatically. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So really the most complicated part of this is for a new member who obviously has to be conscious of it.
Right.
Even I'm sure there's some new members that don't even know about it.
Sure.
And
sure.
Then major change of medication.
Right.
During the course of a year.
But with saying that, just recognize also if nothing's changed, the plan could have changed. So you still even it's a little bit less.
The plan could have dropped.
Like nothing could have changed in a year. Thank God everything could have been totally fine. You really didn't change medications, but if the plan, there's multiple things that could change during the plan. If the drugs that they cover, the formularies, like Otto was talking about.
So they send you a notice of changes.
A formulary is a list of medication that your plan covers. And that could, the biggest change are going to happen from year to year.
Okay.
But the other things that could change, they could drop your pharmacy. If your pharmacy is no longer a network pharmacy with that plan, you might now have to change pharmacies, which some people are okay with and some people are not okay with, or at least don't like to be blindsided about it. So there are other things that can change, but there's less hassle from year to year, but you do have to at least pay attention. It's like something, in that October time frame, October to November, you need to be thinking, put it on your calendar, review my
Now, also at the conference, which is going to be very important for you, would be aware the statement of change. Everybody should have it by then. No,
the conference is October 29th,
right.
So we're still right in the middle of the open enrollment. So it's actually, we're right in the middle. We're towards the beginning because open enrollment ends on the 7th of December.
Right.
So if people are coming to the conference and are hearing all the talks, they still have plenty of time to
but I'm saying, look at these things. Will the changes in a plan, are they known at this point?
Yes, they are.
Fine, that's what I'm saying. So if somebody's sitting with you,
got it.
I like my plan, but you'll be able to tell them they just dropped A, B, and C.
Exactly.
So you need a new plan. Okay.
But it's different. Like I just received this, I actually got this a couple of weeks ago.
Probably like in September.
The 2020 annual notice of changes. And this is not a commercial, but I can say I use AARP, United Healthcare, Walgreens. All right?
Walgreens, okay.
This program, this is about changes, what my new premium will be, and what the differences might be in drugs, which are not spelled out in here. You have to go to the change thing that you talked about, the site, to compare the drugs. So it becomes very complicated. But you should really look at this at least to get an overview of what the changes are.
Just one question on what you said. You said then the AARP, United Healthcare, Walgreens. And you could do CVS then, or you could do Rite Aid or anybody else. I can't even get the word out.
I understand what you're asking. Is it the same out-of-pocket cost based on any pharmacy? Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
If
okay.
You
no,
asked
it's
me five
in-network,
years ago,
I think they call it pharmacy, and out-of-network pharmacy, or mail order. There's
if
another one.
If you asked me 5 years ago if that mattered, I would say no. It didn't matter where you went. If you were covered,
mail order,
you're going to have a little bit more cost savings, but that's not the case anymore.
Right.
What you pay, depending on your program, what you pay at one pharmacy versus another could be different. And that plan finder helps us determine that. So like if you're using, and I really don't want to use, chain companies, but if you're using Pharmacy A and you love Pharmacy A, but you're would potentially be saving a lot more at Pharmacy B, you have a decision to make. I like the plan, but I need to change pharmacies. Or sometimes the even bigger factor is moving over to mail order. I used to be very against mail order just because it kind of removes that, neighborhood pharmacist. I still think it's really important to have that relationship. But there's a lot of cost savings in using the mail order pharmacy. You can get a 3-month supply, usually for the same price as you get a 1-month supply at your local pharmacy. So, yeah, that is big. We kind of track how much money we potentially save patients, and the numbers are in like the above $10,000 at the end of the season with all these like individual programs we do. It's estimated costs, but
that that's a point that impact. I never understand is that we don't have enough time to get into this whole thing. But you have the gap, the donut hole, and you go from this tier to that tier and whatever. And as I understand it, it's based on the cost of the drug, which basically you really don't see for the most part. Mm-hmm. For the most part, you know you're paying $25 copay, and that's all you really know, unless you read every little piece of paper that comes in. So how do they figure this donut hole and whatnot? Is that based on a cost? Like it could be $400 for the cost of the drug. I'm paying $25. Is it 25 that's in there, or is it the 400?
This is probably one of the most complicated questions,
Because that's why I don't understand it.
Exactly.
I don't understand complicated.
So essentially, the compartments of Medicare Part D is you have the initial coverage period, the donut hole, and then what's called a catastrophic gap. So your initial coverage and the donut hole now in 2020 is essentially going to be closed. So patients should actually be paying the same amount in the initial and the donut hole, quote unquote donut hole, as they would in both phases, which is 25% of the drug cost. So there is really no longer a copay of it's only $25. It's a percentage of the medication,
which could be expensive. $500.
Exactly.
And
if
you
your medication
didn't
is,
know that before because you were paying your $25 copay.
Right.
All of a sudden, the $500 drug comes along, and you have to pay 25% of that. So now you're paying $125 or more.
Right. So now what happens is when you pay in the number, and I wrote it down for myself, the number is once you hit an out-of-pocket cost of $6,350, you're in the catastrophic gap, which means you pay 5% of that copay. So we're able to actually predict when a patient would get into that donut hole area and into the catastrophic area, meaning you would pay less money for your
But is it 5% of the cost that you really don't know what it is?
It's 5% of the cost of the medication. The only way you would know that is to ask the pharmacist for what is the cost?
What is the real cost?
What is the real cost? I usually say, what is the cash price of this? If I was to pay with no insurance.
Right.
So actually, you skip pretty quickly over the donut hole.
If your drugs are enough money, you might get through. You might get in and out of that donut hole really quickly.
Right. I get it.
Like,
yeah.
You.
I have one drug I take. It's $12,000 a month.
Yeah.
So
you.
So
would,
I'd be
in January. You're right through it.
Yeah. But I know the people. It's a drag.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're out of time. You want to come see Danielle? You got to come on October 29th to the conference. But we'll be talking about that more later on. I want to thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Got to take a break.
You're
listening.
Me.
Oh, I got time here. I'm sorry. Danielle was, and I'll tell it again, the associate clinical professor at St. John's University College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, and she will be at the conference on the 29th.
Yes, I will.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.